The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's the Burt Show.
If I was forced to go back to college and actually finish and get my degree at San Diego State, and they asked me, you got to write a thesis in order for you to get that diploma, I think I know what it would be on. It would be on how sports can change your mood and why. Like, where does that come from, right? And this is all going to sort of include the Taylor Swift thing last night. But I was so excited this morning. I came in here, right? And I grew up in San Diego. And when you grow up in San Diego, you are groomed to hate everything Los Angeles, right? I hate the Los Angeles Dodgers like they had an affair with my mother. I hate them so much. I hate everything Los Angeles, right? So as a Padres fan, we're a small little itty bitty small market team, right? And the Dodgers, they just spend all this cash on all their players, right? And they get the best players. And the Padres down south, my team, little bitty guys, barely even have a chance ever to beat them. And this morning, the Padres are in first place in the National League West, one game over the Dodgers, and it changed my mood this morning. Like, I woke up kind of stressed, and then I saw that, and I'm like, oh, we're one game on top of the Dodgers right now. It's fantastic.
You actually walked in here with a little additional pep in your step.
I did. I even said, hey, I know you guys have been waiting about for this, so I just want to let you know, because you were distracted last night with Taylor. Padres are in first place. And it was met with this.
It was not.
Silence.
It was not.
It was okay. Not met with silence.
We both said we are very happy for you and your team. And it seems like you are very happy about this. Therefore, we will be happy for you.
Here's the thing, though. Forget about Padres and Dodgers and stuff, even though I hate that. I'm more like, there are some times where I feel like I would rather the Dodgers lose than the Padres win. Like, anybody beat the Dodgers. Even if my team doesn't win a championship, I just don't want it to be the Dodgers. But it can change your mood, like with Florida and Kentucky right now.
For sure.
You guys are going to have to dig a little bit deeper because it's been a while since you guys have had these experiences with your teams. But
hey, our basketball team just won the national championship.
That is true. That's a bad joke. I did forget about that. But isn't it fascinating how you don't know these kids? I mean, yeah, you went to the school and stuff, but they've never helped you study. They have never helped your parents move, right? And you're so invested in the players and the team itself. Like, it becomes... Stacey called me delusional last week when we were at UGA, right? We were up in Athens and I was moving Hollis in with Stacey, my ex-wife. And we were talking about UGA and I've become such a big UGA fan since I moved here. Remember, I never went to the school, right? And we were talking to one of his friends whose girlfriend is going to Tennessee. And I mentioned that song that I hate so much where the Georgia, it's a country song where the Georgia fan, starts to wear Tennessee orange because her
boy. No, Megan Maroney, Tennessee Orange for him or something like that.
Oh, that one.
I hate that song so much because what a sellout, man. You were a Georgia fan, a guy comes along, and then you start wearing Tennessee Orange. I was furious. And Stacey goes, You know you're delusional. You never even went to the school. And she's right.
There is that aspect of it. At least Abby and I can say we have degrees from the schools that we root for.
I agree. It's a different level, man. But for 20 years, I've been rooting for Georgia. So I feel such a loyalty to them that she's like, you're an idiot. You're so delusional.
I'm not sure if I thought maybe you would grow out of it a little bit. Now, I do remember being rabid as a Kentucky fan when I was younger. Like, there were instances where I cried. Like, I actually cried during losses during the NCAA tournament, right? And also tears of joy when we won. And absolutely, it not only affected the mood, like, it affected the entire campus.
Yeah,
like,
sure.
You could feel it on campus. But as I've gotten older, it doesn't hit the same because there's just this other thing called life that, that kind of takes away from that.
Now, Bart has a very fulfilling life also.
Yes.
Right? But he feels the same way I do.
Oh, my God. His mood is so affected when Kentucky loses.
Right.
I remember, I remember when I told you about this. This is a couple years ago in the NCAA tournament, and we've had some poor showings for sure. This was a game we should have won. It got down to the wire. My man literally after the game left the house barefoot and started walking down the street to cool off because he was so upset.
Are you kidding?
It's like pitch black because it's those late night games, like a 9 o'clock, 9 p.m. tip off, and Kentucky loses to whomever. I don't remember who they lost to. He will remember who they lost to.
Mm-hmm.
He will remember the score of the game, but he was so upset.
Yes, man.
And then he came back and he just sat in the front yard in his bare feet, just like slumped over, just so dejected. And I'm like, we might need to get you in to see a therapist.
I told you guys before, when I lived in Dallas for 2 years, that city is so crazy about the Cowboys that I could tell on Monday morning by the tone of the city if the Cowboys won or lost on Sunday. The entire city was the same way.
Wow. I mean, the thing is about sports is I love it more for the social aspect. Like, if we win, I'm there. I want to be in the crowd. I want to go to the bars afterwards. I want to be a part of it. But, like, if they lose, I don't care. What does an 18-year-old who has never met me in his life have to do with me and my mood?
It will affect me in the middle of the night. Like, I'll wake up upset that my team lost in the last couple of seconds. Or it's the first thought that I'll have when I get up. Like, dang it. Why didn't blank, blank, blank? It was a 42-yard field goal. It's the first thought I'll have in the morning.
The only thing we would cheer about when I was at Florida, because our team sucked when I was there, was just when our rankings would go up on U.S. News best collegiate rankings. We were like, woohoo, we won something.
Was that for partying or was that for...
No, for being smart.
Read it again.
We were like, oh my God, we're finally a top 5 public university. Yay, we won something.
So as a sports fan here, I found it interesting last night during the interview, the New Heights podcast with Taylor Swift, how she has sort of been making the transition from not knowing anything about sports at all to knowing, like, who the Chiefs were drafting, and then telling Travis Kelce, like, how excited she was by the new player that they just got.
I didn't know what a first down was. I didn't know what the chains were. I didn't know what tight end was.
I am forever thankful for you diving into the football world.
Oh my God. I fell in love with it. I became obsessed with it. I became like a person who was running through the halls of my house screaming, we drafted Xavier Worthy. And my friends are like, who body snatched you? What do you mean?
I loved that part of the interview last night, man.
It just goes to show, like, you really adopt your partner's traits and interests when you're truly in love. Like, I'm sure she is excited that they got Xavier Worthy. I'm assuming he's a good player.
Yes, he's very
but
good.
Really, like, I think what that deep down says is, like, I'm so excited for my boyfriend who is on this team and how good that's going to be for him and the rest of his teammates.
Mm-hmm. All right, so I feel like that is a fine line, right? Because I have known women who have completely lost themselves in who their partner was and became everything about their partner. Whereas in this instance, I feel like your interests are so important to you, they've now become my interest and vice versa. So I see this as like her not, as long as you don't give away everything of yourself to become like their, you know, to absorb everything that they're into, because I have known women and friends who have done that. Like, they've completely just cast aside who they are just to become, just to be interested in everything their man's interested in here. And here I'm like, okay, so she didn't know anything about football, but her man's an NFL player. Yeah. And in order to find that, to have that bond, she got into it. And you can tell it's genuine. It's not forced. But you also see it from his side as far as like attending all of her concerts and the friendship bracelets and getting in on the Swifty lore. Mm-hmm. So I feel here it's balanced, but there is a fine line there of where you like completely discard everything about yourself just to become everything your man is.
Well, it's reciprocated. Like she is on his sports podcast talking about her, you know, girly pop sparkly album. And he learned the word esoteric for her. Right. He knows big words now all because of his girlfriend. Seriously. Like she learns about Xavier Worthy and what a first down is, and he gets to know what the word engulfed means.
She made sure that his knuckles weren't dragging on the ground anymore.
Exactly.
She did that for him.
She educated him. We love that for him.
It's the Burt Show.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Finding a hoodie that lasts through the season can be tough. The American Giant Classic Full Zip Hoodie is made to last a lifetime, so you can count on it year after year. Every American Giant piece is made in America and designed to last. No exceptions. The result is durable clothing that becomes part of your life. Snag the hoodie that will bring you comfort for life. The American Giant Classic Full Zip. Save 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com when you use Staple 20 at checkout.